This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Charles Rigmer has written a marvellous book called Wash the Feet of the World with Mother Teresa. And what this book does, it takes a look at the life of this famous Christian woman, Mother Teresa, and talks about her work worldwide amongst the poor and destitute. Now, Mother Teresa said many things, and she believed in the simplicity of life. And she lived out that philosophy, of course, and died a poor woman. But there's one quote in the book that I particularly like. This is what it is. She said, "Listen in silence, because if your heart is full of other things, you cannot hear the voice of God." Now, I think that's a great statement. Listen in silence, because if your heart is full of other things, you cannot hear the voice of God. And here's this thought today of listening to God. Is it possible to actually hear God speaking to you? Can we learn to listen to him? So here's an experiment you could try sometime. Be as still and as silent as you can for the next 30 seconds or so, and listen as you can, noticing what you hear, like what sounds are there. You can close your eyes. You can stop. Did you hear anything? Did you hear the ticking of a clock, perhaps, or the noise of a heater or birds or traffic, or your own breath, your heartbeat? Did you hear any ringing in your ears? Well, our problem today is that we suffer from what's called noise pollution. That business of sound, constant sound, it bombards us day and night. And if it's deadly quiet, we can't stand it. So we switch on the TV or radio. Is it because we've become addicted to noise? Even in church, for example, the minister, he or she asks for a time of silence to pray. And often we sit there feeling very uncomfortable. We don't like silence. And often we use noise to cover up our real feelings. And as we do that, I think we can avoid the moments when the Lord may be saying something to us. Is there an inner longing to connect with God? I believe there is. Let me tell you about a lady called Catherine. Here was Catherine. She was aged 67. She was the widow of a doctor, a man who had died, a regular churchgoer. He had led a successful life, and she had too. But there was something wrong. She was disturbed in her thinking, went to a counsellor, and she complained that something wasn't quite right, and she wanted to get to the bottom of it. She'd been a traveller, she'd been around the world, been an active volunteer, she had lots of friends, had grandchildren who loved to spend time with her. She was in good health, and the counsellor was just a bit puzzled and thought, perhaps you're suffering depression. No, she said, I'm just killing time to amuse myself. And although she was busy, there was something missing. This is what she said, you know, I've kept very busy all my life. I've always had something to do, somewhere to go, and somebody to be with. But now, she said, I don't want any of that. I don't enjoy anything. Lately, I've begun to withdraw from many of the things that I like, and my friends and family are becoming worried about me. And to be honest, I don't think I'm depressed. It's just that underneath it all, I have a feeling that there's more to life than I have experienced. I just can't seem to get in touch with this something more feeling. I go to church Sunday morning, Wednesday night, and I have for years, she said. I've taught Sunday school for the past 26 years. Sometimes church isn't speaking to me the way that I'm feeling. So what's going on, the counsellor said, between you and God? And she said, well, there's nothing going on. There are times, she said, when I really wonder if there is a God at all. Yet there are other times that I crave for God. I just can't seem to make the connection. You know, she said, I want to experience God. It's as though I've been behaving well and I've been working for someone that I've read about, heard about, but never actually met. Now, I find that an interesting story because Thomas Merton said once that silence is the first language of God. All else is a poor translation. God said, if only my people would listen to me. That's in Proverbs 81, verse 13. And God does speak to us. And I think listening to God is one of the most important things that you can ever do. So why not try listening to him, listening to the voice of God, and he can speak in all sorts of ways. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you that our ways are not your ways. May it be true, Lord, that you will help us to listen with our ear and our heart to what you're saying this day. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.